Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The Israeli president says that the Jewish state of Israel is in a crisis. That's the headline. David Dolan comes to the broadcast table with all the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
David, President Reuven Rivlin made a statement this week that Israel is in a crisis, and he said, we need a government right now. I don't know if they're going to be able to form a government, a coalition government, with either of the leaders of the two leading parties, the Blue and White and the Likud. Boy, this is quite a warning from Reuven Rivlin, isn't it?
Well, yes, Jimmy, and he's not just speaking, of course, out of thin air. He is quoting top military commanders and others who are warning that a possible Iranian surprise attack upon Israel during the holiday period may well be on the horizon. We have to remember it was on Yom Kippur of 1973 when a U.S. president was being impeached, Richard Nixon at the time, that the Soviet Union backed an attack by Egypt and Syria. A surprise attack upon Israel. And Jimmy, it comes after the Iranians released information this week claiming at least that three unidentified suspects have been arrested in an attempt to assassinate the head of the Iranian Revolutionary Guards, Qasem Soleimani. They said this was an Israeli Arab assassination plot. Reasons to think that maybe Iran is preparing for an attack. And of course, Israel has no government. It does, of course, have an acting government. Prime Minister Netanyahu remains in power, and the cabinet remains as it was until a new government is formed. Nevertheless, it's an uncertain situation, and the attempts by Netanyahu, so far a week, to form a coalition government have not borne any fruit, and Blue and White says again they will only be part of a national unity government if Bibi Netanyahu is not part of it. In other words, if he's not prime minister, well, there's nobody else in the Likud, Jimmy. There's nobody else of anywhere near the standing that Netanyahu has, and he is not willing to step down a temporary government, in which case Netanyahu would have more authority, probably remaining as prime minister for the time being.
David Dolan explaining why the Israeli president says his nation is in a crisis. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. As David explained, the crisis in Israel is because there is no stable government in place. Remember, God put human government in this world to direct the world in the direction that he wants them to go. That's Revelation chapter 17 and verse 17. With more than 1.7 billion Muslims surrounding the little state of Israel, there needs to be a stable government in the Jewish nation. The infighting in Israel must stop in order for a stable government to be put in place so that the Lord can lead them into the future. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...